Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
Hi, I'm John Ed Matheson. This is day 7 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. Today's topic is a lifestyle of prayer. Billy Graham said, "True prayer is a way of life, not just for use in cases of emergency. Make it a habit, and when the need arises, you will be in practice." Very true. Our text today is from Psalm 116, 1 and 2. "I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because He inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call on Him as long as I live." Hey, God did not give us the privilege of prayer just for life's emergencies. Rather, God created us access to Him as fuel for daily living. If we are to cultivate a lifestyle of prayer, we must choose to seek the Lord day by day, moment by moment. Prayer is always a way of life for every believer. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." Now, in Psalm 116, the psalmist equated his love for God with hearing God's voice and calling out to the Lord. Your constant love for the Lord leads to a desire to spend time with Him. Who doesn't want to be in the presence of the one whom they long for? So, our love for God causes us to want to hear from Him and speak to Him. The more time we spend with God, the deeper we fall in love with Him. The result is a lifestyle of prayer because we incessantly want to be in His presence. The longer we walk with Jesus, the deeper our prayer life should grow. Our love for God shows up through our worship and prayer life. In Psalm 116, verse 2, the psalmist shares an interesting statement. "Because He inclined His ear to me," the New Testament translation reads, "because He bends down to listen," God wants to listen to our voices. Like a loving father getting down on one knee before his children, God leans down to hear what you have to say. One of a million things I love about God is that He wants to listen. Notice the following scripture. Isaiah 65, verse 24. "Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear." Psalm 145:18, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." The Lord is close and He wants to listen. Why shouldn't you want to cultivate a lifestyle of prayer with Him? Your Creator wants a conversation. Your Savior speaks. Your Lord listens. The essence of Christianity is relationship with Jesus Christ. To have life in Jesus Christ, you must have a lifestyle of prayer. If you only pray occasionally, you will have a sporadic relationship with Jesus. You can't expect to pray meaningless words to Him and have a meaningful relationship with Him. Neither can you pray once a week and still have a strong walk with your Lord. It will take a dedicated lifestyle of prayer to have a life devoted to your Lord. And He will take a desperate and dependent approach to God to fully find Him. God's Word repeatedly states this principle of prayer. In Jeremiah 29:13, God says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart." It will take a wholehearted prayer life to know Him fully. One of my favorite scriptures on prayer is found in Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. Here's what Paul wrote in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and then thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Hey, this scripture describes a lifestyle of prayer. Why worry when you can cast all your cares on the Lord, knowing that He cares for you? Instead of thinking about all that you have to worry about, pray. Talk to God about everything. As you share everything with God, don't forget to thank Him for all He has done. As you nurture this consistent dialogue with God, you will experience God's peace. His peace will protect your thoughts and heart as you walk in a personal relationship with God. Ultimately, through prayer, God can take your worry and exchange it for peace. This is why prayer is a key to a faithful life. And now to drive home and help us understand better an application of this lesson, answer these questions. Number one, Hudson Taylor was a great missionary to China. His son, Howard Taylor, once made the statement about his father. For 40 years, the sun never rose on China that God didn't find him on his knees. What does this statement say about a lifestyle of prayer? Second question. In John 15:5, Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." In Philippians 4:13, Paul says, "I can do everything through him who gives me strength." How do these verses relate to one another? What do these verses say about a lifestyle of total dependence upon God? Number three, is your work with the Lord characterized by a lifestyle of prayer? If so, in what ways? If not, what needs to change? Let's pray together. Father, I pray that we might find ourselves in close communion with you more and more than we ever have in the past, and must know that our faith is demonstrated by how close we are to you. And teach us not to worry, but to pray and to give you thanks. Oh God, give us the peace that this passage promises. Thank you. In the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.